Welcome to the Mandy Roar of the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, how are you?
We got your direct message on Instagram on Friday during the show. We didn't have a chance to talk to you then, but we wanted to definitely bring you on today. You got a dilemma, girl.
I do. Well, first of all, let me say I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
So I have been given my parents have given me for Christmas an all expense paid trip to Disney World.
That's awesome.
Yes, that part is awesome.
They're paying for everything?
They're paying for everything. Hotels, food, tickets.
Get the meal pass.
Any transportation, anything like that.
Airfare,
yeah. I mean, everything.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Can I go?
Well, yeah, maybe. The problem is my husband absolutely hates Disney and has always said he would never, ever, ever go to Disney.
You know, I feel like there's only two kinds of people in the world, like people who are like crazy obsessed with Disney and then anti-Disney people.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to find people to fall between.
I took Dean at 4 years old, and you know what? Your husband's got to get over it. It's not about you, bro. It's about the how many kids you have?
Oh, three daughters.
Yeah, it's about the three daughters playing princess and enjoying themselves. And by the way, husband, it's free.
Yeah.
Leave his ass behind.
Yeah, well, I haven't told him yet.
But everything's booked already?
Yeah, they surprised me with it on Thanksgiving, and they have it booked for December 23rd through the 27th.
Dang.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an expensive trip.
Yeah, and I mean, it's great because it's right in the middle of, Christmas. It's, right there, and, everything always looks so, awesome for Christmas, and I'm so excited, and I don't want to tell him, in front of the girls because I really don't want him to kind of be negative and, ruin it for them.
Mm-hmm. Do the girls know? Are you going to tell the girls or are you just going to, take them to the airport and be like, surprise?
Yeah, see, I was still kind of deciding on that.
That's the move.
I think you should do that with your husband, too.
Okay. I mean, hey, you called for advice. That's not a bad piece of advice. Just kidnap all of them, in quotes, and take them to the airport. But then the problem is if he's going to be a jerk on the trip, that's no fun.
I know.
I mean, but we're talking about, this whole trip would cost $6,000 for everyone to go down, maybe $7,000?
And that's not out of your husband's pocket if money's one of the big concerns and he doesn't have to worry about that.
Yeah. I wish money was the concern.
All right, let's role play real quick. Let's see how this would go. Callie is the wife. Roy, you're the husband.
Okay.
All right, Callie, tell your husband that you're going to Disney for Christmas.
Hey, we're going to Disney for Christmas.
You said what now?
All expenses paid. We pay nothing.
Not the Disney. No,
the
ma'am.
Disney.
I ain't stepping a foot down in Orlando, even if you paid me.
The evil empire?
Yeah. I don't want to see any castles. I prefer ranch-style homes.
End cut. Okay, so is that about how it's going to go?
I hope it goes that well.
This is not...
The only teacups I'm in is when I'm drinking tea. Not on that little stupid ride.
I have to say, I'm not a huge, Disney fan myself. So I kind of get where he would be like, it's a lot of people, it's going to be crowded, there's nothing, it sounds like he's not really interested in that kind of stuff. So maybe it's something where he would say, you just take the girls. Or are you like hell-bent on it being a family experience?
Well, I mean, I really want it to be, because it's going to be their first time to Disney. They've never been there. And I just feel it would be a lot better if the whole family was there. Plus, I mean, everything's already paid for, so it's not like let's just go and, we're out all that money.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Said we should call him. use your MRL show magic and tell him that he's going to go. Ooh, we could tell him that he won it.
Oh, yeah. See, oh, yeah. What?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
He's going to do reject a prize on the radio?
Right. I mean, your parents don't get the credit, but, you know, we do. That's nice.
Yeah, we could try that.
Just let her tell him. Like, just I agree. We should maybe get him on, but let her tell him.
Oh, here's someone who says, leave that man. All right, Cassie, can we call him?
Yeah.
So here's what we'll do. We'll tell producer Nicole. Give him his information off the air. Tell him that we need him to come on, but we're not going to tell him why. And then we'll hit it with him live on the radio and see how he reacts. And we'll try and help you soothe it over.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
WKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Kissmas Concert 2018. Going down to the Rooftop 210. At the Epicenter with Sabrina Carpenter, Why Don't We, Bryce Vine, Ava Max. We do have your meet and greet passes coming up at 8:10, less than 10 minutes from now. Don't go anywhere.
But first, if you're just joining us, we're wrapping up a conversation. Cassie called us about 10 minutes ago and said that her family gifted her a trip to Disney for the holidays. The problem is she's afraid to tell her husband, Loren. Why?
He's not a big fan of Disney.
Doesn't like Disney. So we recommended right before we did that song, we should call him and talk to him live on the air and try and talk him into it. Mm-hmm. Producer Nicole is talking to him off the air. And we've got him on. All right, here we go.
All right, Mark, can you hear us, bud?
Yeah.
Mark, you are live with the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
What's going on?
I imagine this is very confusing.
Your wife is on the phone.
And hi, honey.
She's got some good news for you.
What's going? This isn't War of the Roses or something.
No, it's not War of the Roses.
I almost wish it was at this point. So I actually asked them to help me tell you. It's actually a good surprise.
Mark, congratulations. You and your family have won a trip to Disney World!
Hey! The Magical Kingdom!
Woo! All expenses paid, flight and everything. Now tell them the best part about it, Cassie. Tell them the best part. When are you guys going?
December 23rd through the 27th!
Yay! In a couple of weeks!
Yay!
Congratulations!
All right, listen, we're going to be honest with you, dude. We're not giving you you didn't win the trip, but Cassie, why don't you tell him for real?
Awesome. So I'm not. No.
Well, no. Not so fast.
So actually, my parents surprised me with this. It's their Christmas gift to us. It is all expenses paid. That is still part of it. But it was actually
Hold on, hold on. Your parents paid that kind of money to set, like, they won it, like, did they win it on this radio station and gave it to us?
Nobody won anything. This is your holiday gift.
Disney is the absolute worst. Their movies are garbage. Their whole the theme of the things that they put out, it rocks kids' minds.
You think it's a money grab?
What did Lion King do to him? I know. I mean,
you may think that, but you know the girls love Disney. Okay, look. I get it. You don't like Disney. Totally understand that. But this isn't. It's more about the girls. And, you know, honestly, I would go with just the girls and I. But it's, come on, it's Christmas. The family needs to be together. And I would really like you to go.
And it's free. You don't have to pay a dime.
I think we'll have a good time as a family.
Kelly, please don't make me do this. Come on.
You know you wanna.
dude, seriously. I mean, were you fired from the Disney store? Are you banned from the park? I've never heard anybody with their feet in the sand so much.
Listen, when you see your girls' faces, when they are running through there and they're experiencing it for the first time, it will make the trip worth it. I know it sounds like a lot on you, but just do it for the girls.
I don't want you to get the wrong idea. I love my daughters. It's such a nightmare to go, especially at that time of year. Please.
We'll have fun. We'll ride Dumbo, and we'll meet Cinderella.
Just maybe, let's take a trip through Epcot, and you can drink around the world.
Well, I mean, a lot of alcohol would definitely make it somewhat bearable.
Don't be a grin.
All right.
I want to cheer, but I'm like,
I mean, what did Mickey Mouse do to this guy? I don't understand.
Dude, are you banned from the park?
Oh.
He has to go in disguise.
He might be.
I'm not banned from any Disney World park.
Okay.
No.
All right. I mean, I can't get over why you're so angry. Like, it sounds like you have an axe to grind. Like, something happened.
Who knows? He might even have fun. You'll have to call us afterwards and give us an update.
Well, I do know that his middle name is Donald, and he was kind of teased growing up.
Yeah, Donald Duck. Okay.
All right, Mark.
That's
just
not funny, Cassie.
Just go for the kids. Cassie, keep us updated. We tried, girl, but we got to go to commercial. This is crazy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.